forward to that at 5:30. Love It or Leave It will kick off hour number three, plus you on the Hertine & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. That's Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Good show leading in the gym class. Learned a little bit about Mark Dukes's career as a newsbreaker, but as we've been mentioning all week long, Colonels are in town tonight, taking on the Kane County Cougars, and I've got the beer meister to my left in the studio, Mr. Scott Unash, who's getting ready to head out and pour some beer. What, you made a deal with the devil to get good weather tonight.
Iowa is going to win tonight, by the way.
Yeah, Iowa will win tonight. Explosive plays.
I don't know what I did that was so remarkable, but I will take it, and I will take all credit.
So you're pouring beer tonight. It's Z102.9 Mug Club night. And the tips, we always collect tips when we do this. The tips are going to
Last Hope, Animal Mission.
So I don't know whether you know this about me, but I want to throw down the gauntlet here. A challenge, if you will. I think it's one that you'll easily surpass. But one night about 3 years ago, I was pressed into service in Waterloo at a Waterloo Bucks game.
Okay.
And I poured beer all night long. I worked for my tip money. You don't get to keep the tips.
We donate
the Z102.9 tips. I worked all night long pouring beer, busting my rear end, and making sure people were having a great time. I made $83.50 in tips.
Very nice.
Pretty good, right? So the gauntlet has been thrown. I challenge you. You know, you're not going to have Jenny with you, are you?
Jenny
Valera, reigning Miss Iowa USA. Okay.
Not tonight. Carol Kelly.
Not to besmirch Carol, she is not the reigning Miss Iowa USA. I was worried that you were bringing in a ringer, is basically what. So the challenge here is you need to raise more than $83.50 in tips tonight.
Folks, the money is going to go to help animals.
That's right.
So that means that you're going to make double than what
animals,
it would be if it was to help humans.
Animals Correct. And babies. It's the two things people can't say no to.
It's so true.
I was hoping to get more tip money than Burlington Runs, but I don't know about that today.
No, how about that? If the Colonels can wake the bats up the way that they did in Burlington, they'll be in business tonight against the Cougars.
Gave up a field goal in the ninth, though, so it was only a 3-touchdown victory. Vegas may have taken a bath.
They're playing Quad Cities. I didn't see whether Jake Adams had a big game for... Well, nobody had a big game for Quad Cities. They got beat 28-7. That was just Burlington's way of honoring the NFL schedule release.
Wiggy says he's going to be there, and he's going to give some big tips tonight.
Okay, there you go. See, folks, I'm doing my public service here.
Once again, folks, the tips are going to go to help animals.
$83.50. Scott has to raise more money than that.
Can you please help?
And if he does... I will treat everybody to a lunch next week.
Oh.
How about that? We'll do a KGYM staff lunch if Scott can raise more than $150 in tips tonight.
Whoa. Back up.
Oh, it's right. $83.50.
I know. I was inhaling carpet cleaning fumes all afternoon, but I did hear $83.50.
Yeah. Tread carefully. That's why I'm glad I have got the office on the side of the building where the carpets don't get cleaned. We don't have to worry about wiping off the shoes and all of that. So there you go. That's how we're going to start the show today. 4:10,
a challenge
to our own Scott Unash, pouring beer tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. If you see him, tip well. Last Hope Animal Mission, getting the money tonight.
Can Carol and I put our funds together, or is it just app?
There should be two separate jars here. But you know what? One jar, that's fine. So you get on the horn and you bring in all your ringers, and Carol can bring in all her friends, and then you guys can come in here and dump it out on the table just like in It's a Wonderful Life at the end of the movie, and Uncle Billy's counting up the money. That's what I want. I want to help the animals today.
No, Mike, from Marengo, soup is not considered a lunch.
And that's Seinfeld. You know what? You brought up the cleaners. Is anybody mentioning the Sunshine?
The Sunshine Carpet.
Sunshine Carpet Cleaners. Company. Okay. That was not who we used here in the building.
No.
So there we go. And if we're this entertaining and this exciting and talking about something this interesting on the night that Iowa has its spring football practice at Kinnick Stadium, just imagine what the next 3 months are going to look like around this place. 366-1600. You can join us. By the way, we've got a $30 gift certificate, our last one of the week, to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. perfect time to give that away while everybody is thinking Hawkeyes and Hawkeye football. FieldhouseFirstAve.com is the website to go. That's Fieldhouse, the numeral one, STAVE.com. You can learn more, a little bit about Happy Hour. Check out the menu before you go. Very much looking forward. We'll give that away sometime between now and 7 o'clock. Speaking of 7 o'clock, we've got the Twins and Tampa Bay, the Rays, tonight. Coming up for you on 107.5 FM. We'll join it in progress. And I believe Cleveland and Indiana on 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM. The NBA playoffs continuing on.
Todd, just six more days till the start of the NFL draft. And
ESPN's already counting down.
ESPN's counting down. The LeBron talk has been down, and I appreciated the Stephen A. Smith stay off the weed intro because there.
It's a family show, yes. So I wanted to give a tip of the cap to a certain segment of our audience, but then also I ended it on the positive note there from former First Lady Nancy Reagan. May she rest in peace. There you go. Stay off the drugs.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just say no.
I'm not going to make any statement about that, but I will say this. If you're having a bad day,
breaking news, Alex,
go to YouTube.
Alex refuses to condemn the use of illicit drugs.
Go to YouTube, look up Stephen A. Smith weed compilation.
That's about 14 and a half minutes
long. You can find a shorter one where 3 minutes. If you don't have time, find the shorter one.
He feels very passionately.
And sit there and watch him say the word weed.
He feels very passionate.
He does. And he says the word weed exactly the same way.
No, I'm talking about you feeling very passionate about him feeling very passionate about
it. It's hilarious. You cannot sit there and not smile and laugh at Stephen A. Smith complaining about weed. It's impossible.
Plenty of people laugh at Stephen A. Smith, just not for the reasons that you would expect them to. Speaking of expectations, we asked you at the start of the program tonight, what are your expectations for the spring practice / spring game at Kinnick Stadium tonight? 319-366-1600. We, of course, acknowledge today the passing of former Iowa State football coach and former UNI coach Earl Bruce. Most people probably know him as the former head coach at Ohio State. Again, if you missed the gym class today, great stuff from our very own Mark Dukes looking back on breaking the news that Earl Bruce was leaving Ames to head to Columbus and then sharing the story, Hartlieb to Cook, the memorable victory that pretty much sealed the deal for Earl Bruce's Ohio State career, but had been suffering from, I believe it was Alzheimer's, and unfortunate news that woke up to this morning. It was one of the first things I saw. So our thoughts are certainly with the Iowa State and UNI football families, and a guy who seemed to have been respected all across the board in the football coaching community, Earl Bruce, no longer with us. And on that note, I wanted to get the fun, lighthearted, pouring beer, helping the animals out of the way, and then transition into this is where I fail Eastern Iowa because I'm 38 years old and I have no recollections of Earl Bruce. So my apologies, I can't sit here and wax poetic. Not that I look forward to the day of anyone passing away, but it is what it is. I vaguely remember him as the head coach at Ohio State, and I mean vaguely, and that was basically from that last year. I would have been 7 years old in 1987. So I fail you on a daily basis, but at least today it's semi-justified because what story is a seven-year-old going to tell about Earl Bruce?
What about the here and now? What are you most anxious to see tonight at Kinnick Stadium?
How do you know that this isn't going to be the Iowa spring football burning question of the day coming up at 5 o'clock? That people have just been...
Well, if it is, then we can put it off, but...
It's okay. Spoiler alert, it's not.
Okay. I just look at this year, and there are a lot of little things that are adding up to certain concerns. There's not that one glaring question mark. There are a lot of small ones. What is the running back group going to look like? What are the linebackers going to look like? You're not wondering who's going to be the next quarterback. Do they have a quarterback on their roster that can complete a pass, which was a huge question mark at this point last year? So There are some small things, and those small things are adding up, but I don't think there's that anxiety heading into this spring game that there was last year.
You know what, I'm to give you an honest answer to that, the thing that I'm most interested in seeing tonight is how many people on such a beautiful night will waste it watching a football practice. I absolutely loathe spring practice and open football practices. And I think Kirk Ferentz does too, for the most part. And I know that doesn't sit well with fans, but as he points out a number of times, in the spring, there are 15 practices that the NCAA allows. So you are seeing one of those 15 practices, and you have no clue, and I don't care what message board you subscribe to, and I don't care who posts inside information, you have no clue what's going on inside the Iowa football practice facility. So I liken it to this show. You can listen to one show and judge the entirety of what we do here on that one show. Is that necessarily going to be fair? Is it going to be accurate? What if you listen in on a day where we have three or four insightful guests and a ton of stuff to talk about, and you go, okay, wow, that sounds like a show that could be on nationally. And before you stop laughing, people have actually mentioned that before on some of the better shows. Or you could listen in to any particular show any other day and judge based on that. The bottom line is you're taking one show and using that to make... So people are going to see some defensive lineman tonight get three or four quote-unquote sacks because he's going to be able to spin a second-string offensive lineman like a revolving door and play touch football with the quarterback, and people are going to go, holy smokes, all Big Ten. And it happens every year.
It's going to happen, and it's going to happen. I'm going to... It's one of my love it or leave it topics.
But see, now I'm ruining
love
it or leave it.
No, you're not. It's going to happen with a very high-profile member of the Iowa Hawkeye defense.
Okay.
There's so much hype around A.J. Epenesa.
Yeah, and Phil Parker tried to throw a wet blanket on it Tuesday, and I think purposely.
When he spins Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson around three or four times, it's going to be back because fans are going to see it, and it's going to happen tonight. I promise you, it's going to happen tonight.
I don't know. Phil Parker said on Tuesday that he's got so much to learn. He's got so far to go. They are trying. Brandon Smith is in a similar boat here. They're trying to, I believe, tamp down the expectations of a certain section of the fan base. And look, it's great to be optimistic. I don't think there's a college football fan base across the country that's not optimistic about their team this time of year. Spring football. It's kind of like spring training in baseball. Everybody's record is 0-0, and you're focused on the future, and you're putting the past behind you. But I don't want to call it a waste of time, but, and I've said this a number of times, this is me being me. If I were not being, if my job didn't involve me being there tonight, I wouldn't be there. A, it's beautiful out. I got 50 things I could probably do tonight rather than watch an open football practice. But for a lot of people, it's their thing. Now, I'm not going to completely crap on spring games. But this is we're talking about practice, to quote the great Allen Iverson.
I love college football, and I've been to multiple spring games, but I have never gone to a spring game and thought anything other than this is just a spring game and just a practice. I have never watched a drill and thought, wow, this is really going to affect this team come the fall. I take it for what it is, and I think most people do too. It's just... For football junkies, a reason, an excuse to go watch football, for the most part.
I would be all for this if Iowa was able to do something the way that Nebraska does. And God, I am not saying I want Iowa to be Nebraska. Those idiots actually pay money to watch the spring game in Lincoln. But if it's going to be a spring game, then go all in.
Make it a game.
Let people tailgate.
Yep.
Make it a game. And do your fans a solid.
Yep.
If you do that, hey, thumbs up. But it's football without any of the fun and very little of the interesting to me.
See,
you take interesting and fun out of football, and I'm out. Sorry.
That's the thing about this. I've gone to every Iowa spring game for the past 3 years, and I've gone to every Memphis spring game for the last 3 years. And Iowa doesn't allow tailgating. They don't allow the football atmosphere, and that of course takes away from it because pretty much everywhere else does. And if you brought that aspect of it out there, it's even more of a good excuse to go out and enjoy the nice weather that we're having and drink responsibly and grill up some burgers and then go watch the football game.
So
in the spring,
in the first 22 minutes of the show tonight, I want everybody to know that not only has former First Lady Nancy Reagan reminded you not to do drugs, but Alex just reminded you to drink responsibly. We are doing our best part here to be a solid contributor to society on KGYM. Mark Morehouse coming up with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little Hawkeye football with Mark, ask him some of the questions that we've asked here on the air this week. Burning spring football question number 4 tonight at 5 o'clock. Jack Dom, love it or leave it, and God, I hope your participation. 319-366-1600. It's like going to the doctor's office and them inserting the needle and getting it on the first try. It's a lot less painful when you folks are along for the ride. 423, we will step aside. Kyle is going to have a big board update for you in just a little bit. Plenty going on around the sports world to discuss. Back with more after this.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin & Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin & Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Han Solo t-shirt. And fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets. And may the Force be with you.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up with us in just a few minutes. A little Cubs news to pass along today. Eddie Butler going on the disabled list, and a John Farrell's kid coming up from AAA Iowa. Luke Farrell, John Farrell, former manager of the Boston Red Sox. Rumors are swirling in Chicago. I love this because Brian Price was fired yesterday in Cincinnati, so it gives everybody an opportunity to start talking about the next managerial job that's going to open or managerial moves in the future. Everybody is penciling Joe Girardi in as the replacement for Rick Renteria with the White Sox. They think Renteria is going to get the exact same treatment from the White Sox that he got from the Cubs. He's going to be a placeholder, and then when the White Sox are ready to have their quote-unquote 2015, and the way that the Cubs did, they're going to shove Renteria aside and then bring in Joe Girardi, who is an Illinois native, Big Ten guy, went to Northwestern, played for the Cubs. Eh, good luck with that.
So you're not convinced.
It's a couple years down the road, I think.
Okay.
The White Sox, I believe, sent Eloy Jimenez to AA and released Courtney Hawkins, who was one of their first-round draft picks several years ago, a guy who didn't pan out. So sort of a signal of just how far that rebuild is along in the process. But there's still another year or two. Believe me, I'm as excited about it as anybody about seeing guys like Michael Kopech, and who knows who's going to be with them May 12th when we see them at Wrigley Field. The Cubs and the White Sox, it's the KGYM bus trip. More details available at kgymradio.com. $150 a person, round trip transportation, great ticket to the game, swag bag, and more. And you've got a 50% chance of riding the bus with Kyle and Alex. Speaking of Kyle, he's here with us in the studio today. He's got your first big board update.
The Iowa baseball team is playing the first game of a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota today at Target Field, the home of the Twins. Nick Allgaier got the start for the Hawkeyes, and they're scoreless after two. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hawkeye fans can get their football fix at Kinnick Stadium for the quote-unquote spring game. Because of ongoing construction to the northern end zone, they'll only play 70 yards in one direction, but admission's free. Big Ten basketball scheduling assignments were released yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to the Iowa women. Megan Gustafson and company will have home and aways with Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. They're going to host one game with Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and they'll be on the road for one game at Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Former Iowa State football coach Earl Bruce passed away earlier today at the age of 87. He served as the head coach of the Cyclones from 1973 to 1978 with a record of 36-32 before moving on to Ohio State, but then later returned to Northern Iowa for a season in 1988. The Colonels haven't played baseball since a week ago today, but it's finally looking like a beautiful night to be back in Cedar Rapids hosting Kane County for a three-game weekend series. Blaine Enloe will get the start with first pitch at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Rays in Tampa on 107.5 FM The North Gym, and also Game 3 between the Cavs and Pacers, with the series split on 106.3 FM The South Gym and 1600 AM The Historic Main Gym.
I like when the text line notices or picks up on the clips on the rejoins, and you can't slip anything past Wiggy in Iowa City. Yes, that was a Shawshank Redemption mention there on the newest of the rejoins. 319-366-1600. What does Mark Morehouse think about the 70-yard spring scrimmage slash game slash whatever it is, open practice tonight at Kinnick Stadium? We're going to get his thoughts when he joins the program next. Poll question available for you today at kgymradio.com. What day would you prefer Iowa play its spring game on? Friday or Saturday? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot, bringing you today's poll question. We make our way toward the bottom of the hour. Again, Mark Morehouse is with us next. Jack Dom, Love It or Leave It, and a whole lot more on the way for you before 7.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is 0.08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center. I'm Doug Brown. A big night of NBA playoff coverage on the family of networks at 6:30 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. Game 3 for the Cavaliers and Pacers with the series tied. That game also tips off a doubleheader on ESPN TV. The second game will be Celtics and Bucks in Milwaukee, with Boston leading that series 2-0. On ESPN 2 at 8 Eastern, it's Game 3 for the Raptors and Wizards in Washington, with Toronto leading 2-0. The NFL draft is now less than a week away. The Giants hold the second pick. ESPN's Dan Graziano believes the team is leaning toward running back Saquon Barkley, although he thinks they should take a quarterback.
I think you'll see the coaches market probably really start to pick up next week in terms of teams putting offers out and then try to close deals.
After winning a Super Bowl, Eagles quarterback Nick Foles will get a restructured contract that includes a $2 million signing bonus and a two-way option for 2019. A marquee pitching matchup on ESPN Plus at 10 Eastern. Max Scherzer in the Nationals against the Dodgers.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it, SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a 4-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains, now through April 23rd. Your new color is just around the corner. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You can't take a 700-horsepower IndyCar out on the road, but you can take the tires. The new Firehawk high-performance tires from Firestone are built with racing-inspired technology and have better wet and dry handling than ever before. Now the only thing missing is a pit crew.
Hi, Dad.
Well, that's a start. Find your perfect Firehawk performance tire at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Back to the Todd Brottelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
You can't say that the NFL Players Association and the NFL don't have a sense of humor and that it's the No Fun League, because the NFLPA tweeted out a reminder to its membership today that the drug testing period for the league begins today, April 20th. To me, that's funny. It's either a total coincidence, or somebody at the NFLPA and the NFL have a sense of humor. It helps to make this show a little more tolerable if you have a sense of humor. 319-366-1600, the Iowa baseball team on the road today taking on Minnesota. We'll keep you updated on things there. Colonels in town tonight, 6:35 first pitch. They're taking on the Kane County Cougars. Their starting pitcher tonight sounds like a guy from a 1980s Nintendo video game, Mac Lemieux. It's a hybrid between SNK baseball stars and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, right? Maybe. Mark Morehouse, Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us on the phone line now. Mark will be at Kinnick Stadium. Gates will open in about 90 minutes. The practice gets underway at 7 o'clock. Mark, we've been asking people all week long what their expectations are for tonight. What are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm just going to throw out a bunch of names because, really, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, Todd. I
I imagine it'll be sort of like just practice, you know, before they got that crazy point system where, you know, everything counted for something and no one really paid attention to except for the poor guy who was actually at the scoreboard. I don't know what we're going to see. So I'm going to go, I think Imani Jones has had an interesting spring. I think it's interesting that he started out spring practice, the number two weak side linebacker, and looks like he's won the number one middle linebacker job. So keep an eye on him. Just see, you know, see if it takes. And then Levi and Landon Paulson. Levi is out tonight. He's not playing. Really kind of it sets him back a little bit just because he's a new he's on track to be a first-year starter, and I think he needs all the reps he can get. And then Landon Paulson, who, you know, his brother is out, and so, he gets a shot. He's twin brother of Levi, 6'5", both 6'5", 306. Landon's career, these guys are both fourth-year juniors. They're fighting to get out of the blocks. Landon might have a little bit of a crack tonight to kind of show people what he's doing. I think Amir Smith-Marset, the phone thing, I think was one of the more interesting, fun things of spring, but seriously, I think this guy has potential to be a really interesting athlete for Iowa. Has a lot of things that Iowa needs. Let's see his growth tonight. And then Spencer Petras. I think he's going to make a real run at number two. And I think you're looking at the next 4 years of Stanley, next 4 or 5 years, Stanley and Petras being pretty high level quarterbacks for Iowa. So let's peel back the curtain tonight on Spencer Petras. Is the first time Iowa fans will have seen him. Yeah, I think that'll be worth the price of admission itself, which I think is free.
Of the question mark areas, whether it's the running backs or the defensive tackles or linebackers or secondary, which position group do we know the least about at this point?
Yeah, great question. Linebacker. Three new starters. 100% of the starters graduated. We're going to learn a lot about them. Probably not so much tonight, but there were five names that Phil Parker threw out: Monty Jones, Aaron Menz, Christian Welsh, Jack Hockaday, and then the outside linebacker is going to be between Nick Neiman and Barrington Wade. So they have some bodies. I don't know how it all sort out, but to me, yeah, linebacker. I think we need to see that because 2014 had three new linebackers, and those three guys who left in 2013 were terrific. That was a hole in Iowa's defense in 2014. There is a football IQ thing. And that's when I asked Phil Parker last Friday or when they came out and talked on Tuesday, what mechanism do you have to make sure your players are following along, make sure your players, you can gauge how much your players know and how much they can see, you know, physically gauge it. And they actually do quiz players, and they have the quizzes on the iPads, and they can tell how long it takes, and they can tell if a guy takes too long. Well, maybe he's not quite getting it. So that's probably the hill to climb for all those contestants, at least at linebacker. It's pretty complex what they're asked to do. I think we're going to all realize how good Josie Jewell was pretty quickly this fall.
Mark Morehouse with us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, previewing Iowa's open spring practice tonight at Kinnick Stadium. It is free, as Mark alluded to. Gates will open at 6. The practice starts at 7 o'clock. How about in the defensive backfield? I found it interesting Phil Parker mentioned the fact that he thinks one of those incoming freshmen is probably going to wind up playing this fall. That, to me, tells you where they're at with the defensive backfield.
Yeah, I think one would tell me that it's pretty healthy, and I do think it's pretty healthy. But I do think also, if Phil's talking about the guys they're bringing in, I think they're pretty high-level guys, DJ Johnson, Julius Prince, and Dallas Kratt, the three guys that jump off the page. Terry Roberts is in there, and I want to say there's one other guy I'm probably blanking on, but they're bringing in defensive backs. But I really like one thing tonight. I kind of want to see the trajectory of Matt Hankins to see if he's still climbing up. He came in and at least stopped the bleeding in that third quarter of Purdue where Iowa lost that game. He was the last corner standing. He started the last few games, and this week I watched the Pinstripe Bowl again, and really aggressive guy. So I think he kind of holds a little bit of the key there. I think safety has a chance. Iowa has a chance to be better there. But I'm not sure how many freshmen will play next year. I mean, they've got three safeties they like, and they have like four or five corners. And, you know, you heard him talk, Todd, about Manny Rugumba coming back. To me, I think of him getting that message and him kind of going back to where he was as a freshman, that would raise that group up just a bunch.
I was going to – you lead me right to my next question with Manny Rugumba. We've talked about him, the very, very admirable performance against Michigan his freshman year, and no other way to put it, a pretty disastrous sophomore season. Where do you get the sense that he stands, and how big of a spring was this for him, and is the clock ticking on him a little bit?
Yeah, he had all of it. I don't think a guy can afford a lost year, and last year really was kind of a lost year for him. Now, it started out with suspension. There was a bit of an injury, I believe, I'm pretty sure it was an ankle. That took him out. At least he wasn't quite as himself about midway through the season. And then, yeah, then you're talking about lost season, and that's where it was. I think there's, you know, it depends. We haven't had a chance to talk to him, so we don't know whether the message is, you know, whether it's being received or not. I assume yes, but, you know, Phil Parker was, you know, pretty pointed. I think there are two guys, basically on offense and defense, that the coach has kind of taken off the kid gloves on. Sounds like Manny Rugumba is that guy in defense, and it sounds like Brandon Smith is that guy in offense. Sounds like he's tearing up practice, but, you know, no one's going to raise his hand the winner yet, because you got to take it to the field. You got to do more than catch three passes and have a one fumble. So I think he's well aware last year, and I think he wants to erase it. But I do think both those guys, messages were being sent. Also, of course, Kirk Ferentz talking about Amir Smith-Marset in the zone, which kind of taken a little bit of a legend turn here late in spring with the slow news days.
One of the – they're all slow news days in this business, Mark. One of the questions we asked this week and discussed with the listeners was, which side of the ball do you think Iowa is going to be better on once the fall rolls around, offense or defense? Who's in better shape right now?
Yeah, I like that question. I'm leaning offense right now just because of Nate Stanley. I think the passing game, I don't think it'll be – no one will mistake it for Lynn Dickey Packers. Kind of kidding, because I know you get that joke, Todd. But no one's gonna. You know, this is not a air raid offense. It never will be. But I do think there's potential for real growth in the wide receivers. Everyone has seen the tight ends. Everyone likes the tight ends, and there are more tight ends coming. They haven't even talked about Drew Cook yet. So I think the passing game is poised to really make a move up this year. I think it might actually be a weapon. Or has a chance to be a weapon. But then running game, I don't know about the running game. So I want to say Nate Stanley right now pulls up the offense. What on defense, I would be right there with the defense, but three new linebackers, and they're starting to rotate a whole bunch of bodies into the defensive tackle position, which, you know, Reese Morgan said, hey, they're small up front, so they're trying to get, you know, they're moving Chauncey Golston and Sam Brinks into the rotation there. I like the fact that they're opening the door and using those available bodies, but I do think that's also a little bit of a red flag.
I'm glad you bring up the air raid offense, because Brian Ferentz brought it up this week, and he talked about his admiration for Hal Mumme and Mike Leach in that offense. My question for you is, Brian coached in New England, where you kind of see a Shakespearean-like combination of all the different offenses, not only in the NFL but in college football. Could you see over the next few years Brian kind of implementing and somewhat subtle changes to this offense?
Yeah, I think that's coming for sure. I think it's coming this fall, and I think you'll see it. I think they probably tried a little bit of New England-ish type things last year, but this year I think you'll see more of it. I think you'll see more, you know, when Brian Ferentz talks about concepts and teaching conceptual, you know, things to his athletes. He's talking about, you know, basically a wide receiver going out and reading coverage and making a break based on what he's reading and seeing in the moment. I was really set up now in offense to try to counter a defense as close to in play as it possibly can. You know, when I asked Brian Ferentz, I asked him, are you ever tempted to grab into something and try it? And I use RPOs as kind of an example. I don't expect Iowa to have like physical RPOs, but, you know, Brian, we got some good information out of that question. Brian Ferentz talked about, you know, there's a lot of football out there. You want to be able to have the tools in your hands to be able to fix what you have. And I think if you follow that logic, you kind of understand why Iowa is pretty cautious in offense, doesn't try a whole bunch of different things, keeps, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, they're able to kind of figure out they have the tools. They've had this offense for 20 years. So they know the moves. They know how to make it work for them, or at least try to make it for them. There's always going to be an athlete thing, I think, as Iowa, Alex, that, you know, there's going to be some hills that are just too tall to climb, and it doesn't matter what scheme you're doing.
Did you get the sense that the least favorite word among the coaching staff, and at least Brian Ferentz, is probably predictable or predictability? He sort of bristled at a question about predictability on offense, and then kind of unsolicited brought up a reference to Phil Parker, where everybody says Iowa's defense is so predictable, but it's pretty complex. He seems to have a few thoughts about the subject.
Yeah, I think he's also the first one to say, yeah, we have three running plays or we have six plays. It's the dress up. It's the dress up that goes along with that. I do think there'll be changes eventually. I do think you might see something more like the Patriots. But Iowa coaches, having people, you know, like outsiders like me, say their offense or defense is too simple, you know, I'll bet maybe they do bristle, but, you know, there's always a thing. There's always the you don't know what goes on in practice, and there are probably so many different combinations and predictability. I think that was, it felt like last year that was job one. That was one thing that Brian Ferentz really wanted to prove last year, was there's not going to be any more predictability. Well, sometimes you get kind of crossed up when you do that, because Iowa lives on being a little bit predictable, because if it's able to still run the ball when everyone knows they're going to run the ball, that's power, and that's taking over a game, and that's winning the mental battle and physical battle. So I still think Brian, you know, as you know, Todd, you know Brian as well as I do. He's tenacious, pugnacious, all the aciouses. He's going to like being a power guy, but I do think he's going to be able to bring – the IQ is vast enough to where he'll be able to pull something in. And he's got – the thing is, you've got to take that to players and show it too. And I think that was one thing we found out this spring. You know, LeVar Woods talking about the polecat. Kirk Ferentz wants to see it on the field in practice. He wants to see it not just drawn up. He wants to see it executed. And that's awesome. I mean, that's when you have a coach who's been around as long as Kirk Ferentz, yeah, show me, but you better make sure you can show me that it works.
Now, Mark, I know that offensive line is not something that everybody follows or gets excited about, especially interior offensive linemen. But when I hear Kirk Ferentz call James Daniels the best center prospect he's ever coached, and earlier in the week we had a draft analyst, Dane Brugler, call him the best center prospect since Alex Mack, you kind of get the message of what he is and how high a praise that is for a 20-year-old kid. Having said that, how big are the shoes for Keegan Render to fill?
Well, when I thought James Daniels was coming back, I had Iowa with at least 10 wins, maybe challenging to get to the Big Ten championship game. I have a little doubt now, because the interior of the offensive line, I think I've written a million times, you know, it's a very, you know, the health of Iowa's offense probably runs, that's kind of the spine of things. And this year up front and in that those three positions, you have Keegan Render, who's hit, I think, is a decent player, first year at center. So there's going to be some, you know, it's a first year thing for him. Levi Paulson, he would be a first year starter. Ross Reynolds, the other guard position, he is also a first-year starter after rotating and getting quite a bit of playing time last year. So it's not a whole new thing for him, but it is kind of new for him. But so I think you're right, Alex. I think that's a great observation. I think when I was right up in that inside trio, it's a power team then. And I'm wondering how that's going to fall next year. I think they have older players than Ross Reynolds and Levi Paulson and Keegan Render. Let's see if they, you know, but they're also first year guys in their situation. So it'll be interesting to see how that sews together.
Speaking of next year, another one of the questions that we discussed this week, which player who's not participating tonight, either a veteran guy who's on campus and is out or an incoming freshman, is going to, you think, make the biggest impact in 2018 on the field for the Hawkeyes? We talked about a couple of them already, so I want to see which one you're going to pick out.
That's a tough one. I think a guy who could come in and make things interesting and make things fun for the passing game again, I'm going to go with Tyrone Tracy. I look at him, and if I can get out of him what Nebraska, almost kind of what Nebraska got out of J.D. Spielman, that is going to be a player who's going to put up numbers, who's going to move chains, and he's going to give Iowa's offense some, a little more rope to work with, you know, moving chains. So I think Tyrone Tracy potentially could be a really interesting player for them.
Expectations for crowd tonight. It's a beautiful night out, but at the same time, they're shortening the field to 70 yards. It's more of a practice than a scrimmage. What are they going to draw?
I would say between 7 and 10 because it is a nice night. I think there'll be some walk-up to it. I think Kinnick is kind of a mess there, as you've seen around Todd. I think all that street behind Kinnick is still – Evershevsky is still kind of closed. I think everybody should get ready for a whole bunch of pictures on social media with Kinnick missing a tooth. So that is kind of a feature tonight. 7 to 10,000, Todd. It's, you know, Iowa and Wisconsin are kind of in the boat where spring games aren't like a status symbol. I'm going to call them that, status symbol. Nebraska and Ohio State, they've got that status symbol, and they, you know, they flaunt it. They should. Iowa, Wisconsin, yeah. The other people, you know, Iowa and Wisconsin both, other people are golfing or, I don't know, maybe this spring, probably ice fishing.
Yeah, they have spent 20 years building an identity around not being sexy, and they're not going to do anything to change that now. We appreciate it, Mark. I'll see you down there after the show tonight.
You bet. Thank you, Todd. Take care.
Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette with us, kicking off a Friday edition of the program. If you missed anything, you can always download the podcast, kgymradio.com. Pretty interesting to pick his brain there. And, yeah, I think there are a lot of questions around this football team. I don't think a single one of them is going to get answered tonight.
Not
a single one.
Nope. Especially the running back situation. How much full go are we going to see from the running backs if it's just a practice? Are we going to see thud and then the whistle?
Maybe Kirk Ferentz will troll everybody and that 7,000 to 10,000 group will show up and he'll have red jerseys on about 35 guys down. No contact for anybody. I doubt it. If you are heading out, and I do appreciate Ann on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line for asking this question because I've known the answer to it for several weeks and have not mentioned it on the air, but they are putting their regular game day policies in place tonight. So if you're going and you're bringing a large purse or a bag or anything of that nature, if you would not normally bring that bag in September, October, or November to a Hawkeye football game, do not bring it to a Hawkeye open practice in April. Regular game day procedures in place, and a reminder to folks, no tailgating. You decide you're going to crack open a pop tonight, it better be a Dr. Pepper and not anything of the alcoholic variety, because if they catch you, you're going to get your ticket tonight. 4:54, hour number one here coming to a close. We got drive time on the way around the corner. Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach with us. Speaking of baseball, Hawkeyes are in action in the Twin Cities. Pretty big weekend series, hoping to get all three games in against number 25 Minnesota. Kyle's going to have an update for you on Heller Ball when we return after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Suicide is the second leading killer of young adults. The Green Bandana Project aims to reduce this trend. Join them in Iowa Big for the Wagon Walk, April 21st in Marion's Lau Park. Bring your dog or come on your own for a fun-filled day supporting Foundation 2.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
What you doing?
Oh, just envisioning what a deck would look like out here.
Yeah, I see it. Start there, build it to there. Oh yeah, barbecue right there. Tables and chairs, plenty of room for company.
So, call Fairfax State Savings Bank for a home equity line of credit?
I figured you already did.
And that's one of the reasons I love you.
Get started on your next home renovation project with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
$30 gift certificate to the Field House on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids is going to be yours sometime in the next 120 minutes. Be listening for your chance to win, and check them out before you win. FieldhouseFirstAv.com. That's FieldhouseFirstAv.com with the numeral one. Kyle's in the studio. That could mean only one thing. Yeah, he mentioned a couple minutes ago. It's a big board update.
The Iowa baseball team is playing the first game of a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota today at Target Field, the home of the Twins. Nick Allgaier got the start for the Hawkeyes, and that game is in the fourth. He's held the Gophers hitless, and the score is scoreless. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hawkeye fans can get their football fix at Kinnick Stadium for the quote-unquote spring game. Because of ongoing construction to the northern end zone, they'll play 70 yards in one direction, but admission is free. Big Ten basketball scheduling assignments were released yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to the Iowa women. Megan Gustafson and company will have home and aways with Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. They're going to host one game with Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and they'll be on the road for one game at Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Former Iowa State football coach Earl Bruce passed away earlier today at the age of 87. He served as the head coach of the Cyclones from 1973 to 1978 with a record of 36-32 before moving on to Ohio State, but later returned to Northern Iowa for a season in 1988. The Colonels haven't played baseball since a week ago today, but it's finally looking like a beautiful night to be back in Cedar Rapids hosting Kane County for a three-game weekend series. Blaine Enloe will get the start with first pitch at 6:35. And then tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Rays in Tampa on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and also Game 3 between the Cavs and Pacers with the series split on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
There's a great story written by The Athletic about the viability of baseball in the state of Florida, and one of the anecdotes in that story involves Tampa Bay throwing a party for the purpose of selling tickets, and they invited the players. They were signing autographs for the fans. This is their first year in existence. They sold one ticket, and that may have been the first red flag that baseball in Tampa was not going to be as successful as expected. Hawkeye football talk continues. Hour number two, drive time on the way after this.